moments after South African President Jacob Zuma read the news.
Fellow South Africans, our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, the founding president of our democratic nation, has departed.
The world began to mourn. At the White House, the flag was lowered to half-staff. Inside, U.S. President Barack Obama praised Mandela for his legacy of freedom and peace.
And Nelson Mandela lived for that ideal, and he made it real. He achieved more than could be expected of any man. And today he's gone home. And we've lost one of the most influential, courageous, and profoundly good human beings that any of us will share time with on this earth. He no longer belongs to us. He belongs to the ages.
Mandela died at the age of 95 on Thursday after months of fighting a lung infection. The illness dated back to the 27 years he spent in apartheid jails, including the notorious Robben Island penal colony. The Nobel Peace Laureate earned a moment of silence at the UN Security Council and admiration from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
I'm profoundly saddened by the passing of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was a giant for justice and a down-to-earth human inspiration. Many around the world were greatly influenced by his selfless struggle for human dignity, equality, and freedom.
The anti-apartheid hero will receive a full state funeral.